Civil rights groups expected to spend today celebrating the renewal of the Voting Rights Act in the House of Representatives, but Republican leaders in the House decided to put the vote on hold. They were responding to party members who want to amend the Voting Rights Act before it gets another 25-year lease on life. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Julie Fernandez is senior counsel at the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights. When she heard that renewal of the Voting Rights Act had been derailed, she was sitting at her desk in her best suit.
I was looking at the press release that we had intended to issue at the end of the day that was congratulating the House leadership for doing the right thing on the Voting Rights Act.
So what happened to that press release?
Well, I threw it away. I threw it away.
Civil rights groups had been working with members of Congress for more than a year on the act's renewal. It was the subject of an unusual bipartisan kickoff announcement back in May. And yesterday, the full House was set to vote on it. So when a group of Republicans successfully stopped the show, Peter Zamora of the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund was shocked.
No one that I work with has ever been involved with an experience where a small band of individuals are able to derail the legislative process on the morning of a House vote.
One of those individuals is Congressman Lynn Westmoreland. He's a Republican from Georgia, and he's tired of the Justice Department passing judgment on every decision made in his state that affects voting rights. He says the act used to be necessary in previous decades, but he believes stories of present-day discrimination are just that, stories.
You know, I'm sure that people go to a barbershop and they hear about somebody's brother-in-law that didn't know his voting precinct, and, you know, by the time he found it, the polls had closed. I mean, there's all different kinds of stories. I mean, we hear stories every day.
Westmoreland argues that Georgia has increased its number of black elected officials more than other states, including some states that are not covered under the Voting Rights Act. He believes his fellow Republicans who do support the Voting Rights Act are doing so for political gain.
They want to be the heroes and say, we were the people that renewed it for another 25 years. It was renewed under President Reagan for 25 and has been renewed again for 25 under President Bush. And that sounds great. But you know what? This is about people's right to vote and the ability to elect a candidate of their choice.
While most of the Republicans who stopped yesterday's vote were from southern states, some were not. Congressman Steve King of Iowa said he's concerned about requirements that precincts provide ballots in foreign languages.
I want to get this nipped in the bud before it gets totally out of control.
In your district, have there been many ballots in other languages required?
No, there have not. And I don't want to see that be the case in my district. If it becomes in Iowa such a circumstance that we have multiple counties, for example, that have multiple language ballots, it'll be far too late to ever go back to an English language ballot.
The Justice Department has been enforcing the foreign language provisions of the Voting Rights Act more vigorously in recent years, and King sees that as part of the problem. Justice had no comment on the unexpected developments other than to say that the Attorney General supports the Voting Rights Act's reauthorization, including the language provisions. Civil rights attorney Julie Fernandez says there's a place for congressmen to express their opposition to the act, and that's the House floor.
Our argument to the leadership, or our call to the leadership, is that we expect you to bring this to the floor. Let's not let it be killed or derailed in a back room.
It'll be another year before the act could be killed once and for all. It's set to expire in 2007. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.